Zed and Maren Morris, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Zach here with the best mix in the morning show and music news for Thursday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Since all of America's other problems have been solved, I guess, Congress has turned its attention to the most important issue around, Britney Spears' conservatorship. Yes, on Tuesday, Democrat Charlie Crist and Republican Nancy Mace introduced what they're calling the Free Britney Act, which is designed to give more options to people placed under conservatorships. While the act is far-reaching and would apply to people across the country, both legislators agreed that their move was spurred by seeing Britney's tearful court testimony last month. The proposed act seeks at least $260 million in grant funds for states to hire caseworkers or conservators. Mace, who represents South Carolina in the House, said, quote, her situation is a nightmare, and if it can happen to Britney Spears, it can happen to anyone in this country. And back in the early 2000s, the idea would have been sheer lunacy, but now Backstreet Boys say they're open to doing a joint tour with NSYNC one day. Speaking to People Magazine's The TV Show, Backstreet's Nick Carter said of the proposed pairing, quote, I think it would just be good for the nostalgic side of it for the fans if we did something like that. AJ McLean chimed in, saying the fans would lose their minds. Nick explains, what's happening now is that we're realizing that we're the only ones that have gone through what we've gone through together, and we can relate to one another. It was a place and time, and our lives were very parallel. So all this unity and coming together and all this love, it's really cool. More comments come after AJ teamed with NSYNC's Lance Bass and Joey Fatone for a charity event last month, and after Joey, AJ, and Nick, along with Boyz II Men's Wanya Morris, announced a four-night engagement in Las Vegas. Around the time of the charity event last month, AJ told People that the two groups' supposed feud, had been fabricated, and added, just to be able to do something like this together hopefully squashes all that crap that was never true in the first place. As previously reported, Backstreet has scheduled a 12-night Very Backstreet Christmas Party residency show in Las Vegas later this year. And that is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.